Despite what appeared to be the potential of a Democratic upset in Florida's 6th Congressional District special election, resigned Republican State Senator Randy Fine on Tuesday secured the vacated Atlantic Coastal congressional seat. In the other Florida election, as expected, State CFO Jimmy Patronis held the seat from which former Representative Matt Gaetz resigned. Since the Western Panhandle 1st Congressional District is the safest Republican seat in Florida, it was little surprise that Mr. Patronis won. The victory percentages, both in the 57% range, were well under President Trump's performance in each district. Turning to the state Supreme Court regular election in Wisconsin, though nonpartisan on the ballot, Democratic Circuit Judge Susan Crawford easily defeated Republican former Attorney General Brad Schimmel by a 55-45% margin to maintain the party's 4-3 majority on the high court. The ramifications of this victory could lead to the court members ordering a redraw of the state's congressional map. This would likely mean a loss of 2 Republican seats, and alone could endanger the GOP majority status in the 2026 elections. In Texas, a new poll finds Senator John Cornyn trailing Attorney General Ken Paxton by a 37-28 count in a hypothetical 2026 Republican primary. The survey, however, has many structural flaws and therefore should not be considered reliable. Senator Cornyn, facing a primary against Mr. Paxton and potentially Houston Congressman Wesley Hunt, is a serious possibility, however. Turning to Michigan, Democratic Congresswoman Haley Stevens raised over $1 million during the first quarter of 2025, suggesting that she may enter the state's open Senate race. Should Illinois Senator Dick Durbin announce his retirement, watch Congressman Roger Krishnamurthy. He raised over $3 million in the first quarter and is very likely to enter what will be a crowded Democratic Senate primary should Mr. Durbin not seek re-election. Pima County, Arizona Supervisor Adelita Grijalva, as expected, announced that she will attempt to succeed her father, the late Congressman Raul Grijalva, in the upcoming special election. The Democratic primary will likely be a battle between Ms. Grijalva and former state representative Daniel Hernandez. The special Democratic primary is scheduled for July 15th. In governor's races, former Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra announced that he will run for governor of California next year. He also pledged to stay in the race to succeed term-limited Governor Gavin Newsom, even if former Vice President Kamala Harris decides to run. Turning to Georgia, Congresswoman Lucy McBath, who looked like a sure bet to enter the open Democratic gubernatorial primary, has changed her mind. Her husband's health situation is the reason. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, however, announced that she will run for governor. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.